And now, Backstage Wife, the story of Mary Noble and what it means to be the wife of a famous star. Since Mary discovered the limp and silent body of young Oliver Wilson hanging high in the wings of the Hamilton Theater just off Broadway, the final grisly detail to this wretched evening has been achieved. And right now, as the police are expected, we find Larry with Claudia Vincent close by. He's on his way toward the stage door in the street. And as she follows, we hear...
Larry, wait a minute.
Well?
Larry, you've got to give me your promise to help. I simply can't face this horrible scandal alone.
It seems to me I've already helped you quite enough. Look how it's turned out.
Are you trying to blame me for what happened tonight?
Isn't it reasonable to put some of the blame on you?
Well, I don't see why.
This murder never would have happened if you'd stuck to the job of acting in this play. When you first begged me to help you get a chance on Broadway, I thought you meant what you said.
But I did mean it, Larry.
You know what trouble I went to get Harold Ramsey to give you a reading of the part? You know that my efforts in your behalf haven't done anything to make matters easy at home.
I can't help it if your wife is a jealous and demanding woman.
You can keep Mary's name out of this, Claudia.
Indeed? Well, you're taking a very lofty tone, aren't you, darling? Considering how deeply you may be involved.
I'm involved only because I got you into this play. Because I got you a chance that any other actress would give her soul for. Step into the lead in a smash hit on Broadway.
And are you angry because I didn't offer to give my soul?
This is no time to be cynical, Claudia. We're plunged deep into the worst possible mess. It'll most likely mean closing the play until the mystery of who murdered Oliver Wilson is solved.
Do you think it will be solved, Larry?
I don't know.
Well, it needn't be. If we stick together, if we all refuse to involve one another...
Fat chance we'll have of that after the police get through with their questions.
How can they find out anything if we refuse to talk?
We can't refuse to talk. That's ridiculous. Even if you and I did refuse, the others wouldn't.
Yes, I know. Your lovely wife will take delight in telling about my elopement with Oliver. Yes, I could just see her now, her face shining with eagerness as she tells about the scene we had right after the final curtain tonight.
You can't expect people to hide the truth when there's a question of murder.
Can't you, Larry? You're trying to convince me that you have nothing to worry about, aren't you?
Not at all. I have plenty to worry about. Let's see what's ahead of me. A long layoff at best, with no income.
And at worst, what?
Let's worry about that when the time comes. I want to go outside now and see if there's any chance of finding the others. It's going to look very strange if we're scattered all over the place when the police get here.
It's going to look even stranger when the police learn that Mary was backstage all alone at the time that Oliver's body was discovered.
Mary is the one person among all of us without a motive for harming Oliver.
So you say. But you don't know Oliver. He got around, Larry. He visited your home out on Long Island several times. Remember?
Don't be a fool. Look up and down the street and see if you can see anybody.
Now, how can I see anybody in this downpour?
Can't imagine what's happened to the others. Julia Dixon, Maud, Tom Bryson. They can't have just run out on us.
No? Well, I think it's the most logical thing Julia Dixon could do. Remember that she was stunned when she found out how Oliver had deceived her by marrying me. Well, she probably flew at him in a rage and then ran away.
I'll bet she hasn't left. By heaven, I'm going to try to find her. You can wait here if you like. I'm going to run over to the theater entrance and see if anyone's waiting there.
You'll get soaked.
It's only a few steps. You can go on back inside. I'll come through the front of the house.
All right. You must be a hero. Go ahead.
Julia, we've been looking all over for you. What are you doing here all by yourself, Julia? Julia Dixon, you've got to come backstage with me. Something's happened. Something pretty horrible.
I want to go home, Larry. Tell Rupert I want to go home.
You can't go yet, Julia. Everybody's got to come backstage.
No. I went back there. It was horrible. I want to go home. Won't somebody please tell Rupert to take me home?
Rupert Barlow's waiting backstage for you, Julia. You better come with me.
No. I don't want to go back there. Something dreadful has happened. only everything wasn't so mixed up.
Look, Julia. You go right through this way, into the front of the house, see? You can walk down the aisle and join the others on the stage.
Why doesn't Rupert come? Why doesn't somebody tell him I want to go home?
Come on now. We'll tell him ourselves. I'll take you right to Rupert. Go right through here.
You're taking me to Rupert. You promised to take me to Rupert.
And as Larry, completely unnerved now, leads the dazed Julia Dixon back to the others, we find Tom Bryson, close friend of the Nobles, sitting at a table in a small restaurant several doors away from the theater. With him is Arnold Carey, stage manager for the play. And we hear...
Oh, I don't know what the devil's keeping Larry and the others. They ought to be able to pull themselves away from that blasted theater by now.
Well, maybe I'd better run back and find out, Mr. Bryson.
No, no, no. It's pouring outside, Arnold. Oh, they'll find us when they get through talking.
Are you sure they know we came here?
Yes, positively. Oh, we always gather here after the play. I wouldn't go backstage into that madhouse for anything in the world. Matter of fact, I'm inclined to go home pretty soon now. I've had enough for one evening.
Ah, me too. I don't ever expect to go through anything like it again. Claudia Vincent didn't show up till almost curtain time. Larry was ready to blow his top. And Harold Ramsey couldn't take it after the second act.
Really, Arnold? You mean he left before it was over?
Sure. And nobody tried to stop him, I can promise you. He looked like he was about to breathe fire and burn the place down.
I don't blame him. It was a pretty shaky performance.
Yes, I can't figure it out, Mr. Bryson. You know, Claudia Vincent was pretty darn good during the first rehearsal. Mr. Ramsey wouldn't have put her into such an important spot if she hadn't been.
Well, she certainly didn't show any signs of it tonight.
Well, that's the funny part of it. She seemed to go all to pieces. When that young English fellow appeared, it was really a shambles backstage.
Who do you mean?
The fellow they call Oliver Wilson. He's been hanging around all the time lately. Between us, I think Larry Noble hates the guy like poison. They got into an awful row just before curtain time.
All in all, a lovely evening for everybody. Yeah, I hope this will cure Larry of getting amateurs into his plays. Even if he is infatuated with them.
I have an idea he'd give a lot just to be out of this mess.
Well, I should think so. You should have been with us at dinner.
Why?
Rupert Barlow gave a fancy dinner at the Colony. Right in the middle of it, Julia Dixon, the secretary, kicked up the darndest row that you ever heard. All over this young Oliver Wilson. I'm beginning to wonder just who that fella is running after. He wasn't at the dinner party, and now I find out he was here at the theater instead. You know, there's something mighty fishy about the whole deal.
Well, maybe by tomorrow it'll all blow over.
Well, let's hope so. Arnold, you must be tired out. Why don't you run along?
Well, I don't like to leave you, Mr. Bryce.
Oh, Maude'll be back in a minute. She's only gone out to make a phone call. No, you run along if you like.
Well, if you're perfectly sure.
Oh, sure, absolutely. No, I'll wait for Maude Marlowe to come back to the table, then I'm going to take her backstage and I'll be on my way. I've taken about all that I can stand.
All right. Good night, Mr. Bryson.
Good night.
Oh, a police car just drove up.
What?
There's lights all over the place. Hey, look, they're going into the theater.
Holy smoke, what is it now? Maude! Maude Marlowe, come on, quick! There's some trouble backstage at the theater.
And meantime, in Larry's dressing room, Rupert Barlow is trying to comfort Mary as he sits by her. And we hear...
Don't be uneasy, my dear. You have nothing to worry about. I'll see that you're treated with every consideration.
I wasn't thinking of myself, Rupert. I was thinking of Oliver Wilson. Just a short time ago, he was healthy and full of life. Now he's dead.
Well, I wouldn't waste too much sympathy on him, my dear. He was a young scoundrel in every way. He'd have met his match sooner or later.
Oh, I'm not excusing him for what he's done. For making Julia believe he was madly in love with her, and then running off to marry Claudia because he thought she was an heiress. But at the same time, it's ghastly to think of his death.
But I don't want...
Particularly the way he died.
I don't want you to think of it, my sweet. Just steel yourself for the questions that you must answer in the next few hours. After that, I'm sure that I can spare you further trouble. After all, I still have some influence in this town. And when this is over, Mary, I hope you understand that I'll stand by you, ready to help you in every way. Oh, my dear, don't you know that I am the one who can make you happy?
Mary! Rupert! Claudia! Everybody on stage. The police are here.
Mary gets up quickly and goes out of the dressing room with Rupert Barlow following closely. Be sure to be listening tomorrow to Backstage Wife, the story of Mary Noble and her husband Larry Noble, famous Broadway star.